Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hamilton director Thomas Kail joins us on the WCBS 880 Newsline. Thomas, congratulations on your recent Kennedy Center honor. You and the others on the production team received the medals right alongside Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Well, thank you. That was quite a surprise. You know, I feel like he doesn't have enough awards, so I'm glad that he brought us with him.
You work as a team, and you guys never stop, do you? About to open Hamilton in Puerto Rico tomorrow. You save a beloved bookstore in New York's theater district. You guys got a lot on your plate.
Well, you know, I had the, you know, great good fortune of really starting my relationship with Lin in the basement of the drama bookshop. We had met just once before, and then in June of 2002, I invited him along with a couple other members of my theater company to come and sit and talk about this musical he'd written in college called In the Heights, which I'd heard about. I'd already graduated, my friends told me. And the way we like to tell it, we sat in the basement in May of 2002 and have basically had a 17-year-long conversation that never stopped. So it's a place in New York City that it means as much to me and Lin and Jeffrey Seller and James Niederlander as it does to tens of thousands of others. So we're just so excited about the future.
You compared Saving the Drama Bookshop to A Wonderful Life, where everyone chips in to save the savings and loan. So it really means a lot to the community.
Well, you know, I realized that I made a slightly imperfect analogy, which is usually the case with me. My thought going in was, oh, this is like that opportunity that George had to stay and be there for the building and loan. But actually what I realized is the drama bookshop is George Bailey. It's the scene at the end where all you have to do is put out the call and you see how much love and how much support it has. And I was so moved over the last few days. You know, friends of mine from the ages of 25 to 90 years old who have their own story about the bookshop. And it just felt like it was as essential to them as it was to my group. And we just did everything we could to try to ensure that it would be around for, you know, for the next 100 years, 200 years.
Somebody could write the next In the Heights in the basement of the new location. It will reopen in the fall, right?
Yes, the plan is to reopen Labor Day-ish in the fall. You know, sometime autumn seems like a safe bet.
So it's amazing that your creative team, actors, directors, choreographers, got into the business of operating a bookstore. That's got to be new for you.
Yes, I can safely say that is true. Obviously, you know, our group is one that has, I think, existed and done okay by inviting others to the table who can bring skills that we don't have. And clearly there's an incredible amount of expertise that already exists at the bookstore, you know, and running it, you know, Alan Hubby, who was the person who first brought my resident theater company in the summer of 2001, is someone who has a wealth of information, and so many others that have been there that are still there. And they'll be our allies and our partners as we move forward. And we'll try to take care of the things that we know how to do, which is creating experience, you know, making sure that the world knows about this this treasure. And I think that, you know, Lin, Jeffrey, Jimmy Niederlander, and I spend a lot of our time thinking about the experience that someone has when they walk into a room, whether that's a theater, whether that's an exhibition, a museum, a lot of the other things that we're also exploring. And this just feels like a challenge that we'll rise to meet, and also one that we're going to have a lot of really smart people around us to help guide us.
And Thomas, you're speaking to us as you're about to get on a plane to head down to Puerto Rico. Tell us about the production.
Yes, we're there for, you know, most of January through the end of January. And Lin is doing the performances, his first time back on stage playing the role or playing any role since he left the show in July of 2016. And it's a terrific company that's been rehearsing in New York for the last 6 or 7 weeks, just got down to Puerto Rico last week. And a lot of folks that have done roles in different companies of ours across the country, and a lot of, you know, new cast members joining. And so, you know, Lynn's a veteran who brings some institutional knowledge and knows a few of the words, and has really just loved being up on stage again with them. I feel like in many ways it's an opportunity to do what he loves to do, and hasn't had a chance to do in this particular capacity. He's done a ton of performing and a lot of acting over these last few years, obviously, but hasn't been on stage in this way. And you know, he feels at home there. And I think it's nice for him to have an opportunity to be back with them. And the fact that it's in Puerto Rico is just extraordinarily meaningful, because it's an opportunity for all of us to bring much needed attention to the challenges they still face, and to show that a first class production like ours and like so many others can come and be received there, and that we hopefully can leave behind some broad-based support that can allow more arts to flourish there.
And I understand that $10 tickets are being offered to students there. It's not like New York City, where you have to pay $700, $800 for a ticket. It will be made affordable to those on the island who may still be suffering the after effects of the hurricane.
Yes, there are thousands and thousands of $10 tickets. And of course, you know, the ticket prices that allow the $10 tickets are the more expensive tickets, so that the people that can't afford those can go and enjoy the show, and the people that want to come see the show with just as much ardor and vigor have an opportunity to see the show for $10, which is, you know, less than a movie, and something that we're very pleased with, that we're able to offer the show all across the country, you know, 45 or 50 tickets, you know, which is 20,000 a performance. So you think about that over six companies, that's 120,000 people seeing a Broadway show or a national tour for $10 is something that we're happy as part of our legacy, and something that we continue to look to work on and have be a part of the story at Hamilton.
And then there's those premium seats. And of course, I suspect you've had a huge outpouring. I understand that the tickets, even some the $5,000 tickets, are sold out.
Well, you know, because we've been very clear from the get-go why we're here and what the intent is, especially in terms of trying to leave a real impactful and meaningful financial gain for these arts organizations. You know, people have opened up their wallets and paid money, you know, at a significant rate, knowing where it's going to go. And I think the fact that we all know that this is for the island and these arts organizations is why that's possible.
Well, legions of Hamilton fans are wishing you a lot of good luck with the opening in Puerto Rico. Thomas Kail, director of Hamilton, thank you for joining us on WCBS 880 today.
I really appreciate you making the time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.